Good morning, folks. It's Chris, Pilgrim Chris, and I'm feeling very tired and emotional at the moment. If you've been listening to my last couple of boos, you'll know that I'm about to embark on a new phase in my life. I'm heading out to live out of my backpack for a while. I don't know what you would call that term, a wanderer, a traveller, I don't know. But I've not been sleeping well recently. I'm tired all the time, and it's a lot of it is emotional stress. I know that. So many things are going on in my head, and I can't sort it all out. And the funny thing is, there's nothing to really sort out. It is what it is. I'm packing up my home. I'm giving my home up, and I'm literally going to live out of my backpack for an indefinite period of time. And it's all right talking about it, it's all right planning it. Although, to be honest, there's not a lot to plan, there's just a lot to do. I've made the decision to do this, and the logistics of it is tricky, only in the sense of getting rid of everything I own. Once I step out the door of a house and realise that I no longer live there and I'm now living out of my pack, wherever I lay my pack is my home, that's it. But the emotions, the thoughts, the fear, the trepidation, the excitement, the unknown, all these things are keeping me awake at night. I go to bed. I read to try until I fall asleep because I have to distract my mind. And I wake up in the very early hours of the morning. This morning I woke up at 4:45. And I've been waking up between 4:30 and 5:30 every day for the past few days. And I don't feel rested. I know that I'm tossing and turning in my sleep. And it's tiring. It's emotionally and physically tiring. There's a lot of emotions going around at the moment. It's not just about walking out of the door. It's the feeling of losing something, losing a lot of things. And I know that's not really right because I'm not really losing much. But I do feel that I'm going to lose the contact I've had with my children, although that's not really the case. I should be talking to my children a lot, Skyping a lot, and visiting very, very frequently. I am only hiking around Britain at the moment, and it's always a train ride away from seeing my children. But there is a sense of loss there, the sense of loss of security of a home, and relationships. Some of my relationships have changed, and that can be difficult to cope with, really. Right now, I feel quite lonely. I've had a lot of support from people who know about my adventure, about my change of life. A lot of support, a lot of well wishes, a lot of invites to come and visit people, and that's really wonderful. But I do feel right now quite alone. I'm sitting here, it's nearly 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. I'm just trying to tidy up a little bit. I have the YMCA is supposedly coming today to see what bits and pieces of mine they can make use of, furniture and things like that. And they'll probably be taking it away today, which I've just thought isn't the best idea because I'm going to need some of it, so I've got to think about that again. I'm going to need some of it until I actually leave the house. But it's this feeling of loneliness that I'm struggling with at the moment. And I know this would happen. I know that when I'm out hiking, it will happen. Because to go for a long walk or to go for a hike or go on holiday or anything like that, you know that you're coming back. You know that you're coming back home, and a lot of people go on holiday and it's a struggle when they do come home because, you know, they've enjoyed the time away, and getting back into the routine isn't always nice, but or always a pleasant thought. But it's that routine, that security, that grounds us. And I'm having to going to have to find my own security, going to have to find my own sense of being and place when I'm wandering. I've never done this before, you see. It's not something that I can equate to anything. I've always gone away to come back, and I won't be coming back, not at least to the house that I've lived in for the past 13 years. I do know that I can put roots down again. That's not too much of a worry. But where will I put my roots down? What does the future hold? And it's this uncertainty. What seemed like a good idea is at the moment filling me with a little bit of dread. But I know this, I know I have to go through this period. I know I have to go through it, and I'm sure there's going to be many more periods of feeling down, and depressed and lonely, as there are in all walks of life, in whatever we do. I'm just at the moment struggling. The time is coming close. My stomach's constantly churning. I don't seem to have any rest from the butterflies in my gut. I don't seem to have any rest from my thoughts. I don't have any relaxation. I can't relax at the moment. So this will change. I have a definite plan for the next 2 or 3 weeks. After that, I don't have so much of a plan. But it's part of not having a plan that appeals to me. It's part of making it up as I go along that appeals to me. So, although I'm feeling these incredibly stressful thoughts and emotions at the moment, I'm keeping a hold on the fact that it is going to be an adventure. It is going to be just another stage of living. One day I'll come back. I don't know when. I'm not putting a time limit on this. I was initially planning on thinking for a minimum of a year. It could be longer, but I also know that it could be shorter. I can't do it just because I have a set goal to do something. I have to think more practically. And so I might find that that lifestyle suits me and I may enjoy it for far longer. I may find that it doesn't. And this is something I have to bear in mind. And the good thing with the support I've been getting so far is that is to have this in my mind all the time, that I'm doing it for me. I'm doing it and there's no commitment in the sense that it has to be for a set amount of time. And that's freeing. So I'm trying to get into my head that when I do walk out the door, that I'm going on a big adventure. Difficult at the moment to grasp some of that. Difficult for me to truly believe that right now. And it is quite stressful. I feel that I want to break down and cry, but I have no one to cry with. And that's something else. This is the loneliness. It's the loneliness at the moment I'm feeling more. That people are supportive, but I don't have anyone to hold. Just to share. Well, I do, but I don't. It's hard to explain. Anyway, I just thought I would share these thoughts with you. I'm going to use the tag A Pilgrim's Progress, I think. It just seems to be apt. So when I tweet and blog, Audioboo and the like about this, I shall use that hashtag A Pilgrim's Progress. Thanks for listening, and hopefully my next boo will be more cheery. And, you know, as always, if applicable, God bless.